Happy birthday, Mr. Raw Dog. Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
Sensible, adjective, having, using, or showing good sense or sound judgment.
I'm not a classy guy.
Come on, two words, nipple belt.
You look like peaches and syrup.
I think Amber would look good scalped.
Not sensible.
Sensible people.
What's going on, guys? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, sensible fuckers.
365 hey, new days. We got 2018. It's January 1st. We're happy to share a new episode with you guys. And it also happens to be Ryan's birthday. He's a New Year's baby.
That's right. Why don't you guys give me a happy fucking birthday? I haven't even heard that from you.
Happy birthday, Raw Dog.
You didn't hear our little song?
You know, that wasn't a good enough happy birthday. That was like a fake happy birthday from a second uncle. Let's hear it.
Happy birthday!
Thank you.
You wanted me to jump out of a cake, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's what you really wanted.
I don't want that.
But you liked my singing.
We should get a midget to jump out of a cake for my birthday.
We need to get a midget on the show.
We should. Do you know any?
I know some small people. They might not be considered midgets, and they probably don't like it. But
I know Amber's got some contacts.
Mm-hmm. Sure do. Yeah.
I want to fire one out of a fucking cannon at the wall just so you guys can hear the splatter.
On the Sun One trip. So we have Marco.
Ryan and I have this idea. Have you heard of the Mars One trip?
Yes.
I think it's, isn't it, who's sponsoring
it? Is it Elon Musk?
Elon Musk,
yeah.
So we want to do the Sun One trip where we put a midget onto a fucking missile and just shoot it right into the sun.
No, you guys left, but they say by 2025 that someone's going to land on the sun.
On purpose?
In the winter when it's cold.
No, they have suits where you can walk on it. You haven't heard about it?
No. Are you volunteering?
Yeah, I did. I've already signed up.
Midgets
put my
only,
application.
Though.
Yeah, it is. It's midgets only.
Anyways, we got a fun episode for you guys today. We've had a great 2017. Sensible People launched in the fall of 2017 with 9 episodes. So check them out if you haven't heard them. We've had a lot of fun so far, produced some good stuff, got a lot of good feedback from you guys, have a good following. And we're excited for 2018. A lot of people have been asking how we even got started with this, how you know each other, you know. I don't know if you guys hear that.
Why am I friends with these people?
Yeah, I hear all the time, who the fuck are these two people that you do this with?
Yeah.
All the time.
So answer the question, how did we meet?
Yeah, you two met before I met you guys, so you guys can say first.
We did. We're all ex-coworkers.
So Amber was definitely second fiddle, right?
Yeah, she
Third
was.
Wheel, whatever you want to call it.
She was.
Yeah.
Let's be fair, she was. I mean, we knew each other for a year before?
Yeah, and she begged us to be part of this.
Oh, sure.
She mm-hmm. begged us.
What's the fee?
she
pays us to
She pays per episode.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not big, but
PPE. I mean, I know you guys know PPC, but it's pay per episode. So, no, but in all seriousness, we are all, Amber and I currently are coworkers. Yep. Taylor used to work with us. And that's how we met. And I know my first day, Taylor was at where I work now currently. And ever since, you know, I came in working with Taylor, we always had this weird sense of humor that most people around us found the humor obviously amusing and off the wall and said, you guys should definitely do something about this. And we always joked around about doing like YouTube videos or podcasts and
or porn.
Yeah, or porn with other midgets. And we decided that option maybe down the road, but not right now. And we decided to get this going. And
but between you and I, it was love at first sight.
You know, when I first came in, actually, I knew you were a North Shore because you said you went to Lake Forest High School. I was very skeptical. I instantly thought, nose up in the air, this guy's a fucking jagoff. I don't even want, and I had to sit next to him, and I just didn't think anything.
And then
it.
You were like, this guy is a fucking jagoff. He's great.
But yeah, we instantly had the same sense of humor that not many people relate to, besides you guys, our sensible nation. And then a couple months later, along comes Amber, and Amber comes into the mix, and Do you remember Amber's first like day or week?
Do my first have to bring impression. Up my first day.
All right. So the first day I saw her, she was coming to work, and I suspected she was the new girl. Mm-hmm. And she was picking her nose out in her car and eating her boogers.
I think Amber spoke. Maybe two words her first day?
For the first 2 weeks, probably.
Brendan Fraser in Encino Man had more lines than Amber on her first day of work.
Yeah.
No, I came in, and after my first day, I remember going home to Adam, and I said to him, I work with two middle school boys.
I like that, because that's what I am.
And now you work with them in a different fashion. And
I remember we said, Amber, do you drink? No. Do you listen to music? No. What movies do you like? All righty then.
And then we all went out to the bar, and she was invited.
I was not invited.
You were invited.
Yeah.
You decided not to come.
No one said anything to me, and all of a sudden we like go to walk to our cars, and everyone turns off in the other direction, and then I'm like, oh, okay, what's happening? And they're like, oh, we're going out for a drink. And I was like, oh, okay, see ya.
So you didn't get an invite?
No, I didn't get an invite.
But you had to put yourself in the situation. Mm-hmm. You were invited.
Okay.
You have to go there with us.
Yeah, you were invited.
I also remember when I came to interview, I came back to meet the team, and there was a fish sitting on Ryan's desk, and I asked what its name was. And do you guys remember what you told me?
What did we tell
her? I don't remember. No.
I don't remember the name, but who it was the Planned Parenthood shooter.
Oh, Robert Deere.
Yeah, Robert Deere. That was our fish's name, Robert Deere.
And they were just sitting there laughing about it. And I was like, I just accepted this job.
Is that fish still alive, Robert Deere?
No, the fish is gone.
What about the real Robert Deere?
Is he still alive?
I don't think so.
My fantasy team's named
after
him.
Well, now that you guys mentioned that, when I first started, the fish's name was Tranny. And I asked why. And they said that the person that I took over the job from was a transsexual. So I thought they were serious. I didn't know anybody. And so like 3 weeks go by, I start working there and I ask.
And you were just curious.
I was curious. I told all my family. I told my wife at the time I replaced a transsexual. And one day I just asked at lunch, while we're sitting at lunch, was he transitioning at work? And everybody looked at me like.
Because we didn't remember.
You didn't remember. And everybody just started laughing. It was the biggest joke. And actually, the fish was in my file cabinet. You guys lined it with garbage bags, and the fish was swimming in my file cabinet.
That's right.
Tranny.
You opened that up.
That's how I first knew him. And then ever since then, we would just name him whatever funny killer there was.
So brutal. So that's kind of the short summary of how we met and got started. Yeah. We just kind of shot the shit together And somebody kept telling us, you know, just you guys should do a podcast. Podcast.
Somebody was me.
And
maybe it was her.
As our sensible nation knows, obviously Taylor and I have more of the outrageous point of view of items in life, and we thought Amber would be a great asset to center us and be the more realistic view and the female voice. And she does a great job, as you guys know. She does everything behind the scenes. She's a great friend, an awesome coworker, and an awesome podcast coworker.
And she produces a lot of shit you guys don't see behind the scenes and does a lot of the content for us. So
yeah,
they
carry the weight on air, definitely, but I do off air.
So with that being said, now that everybody, the cat's out of the bag of how we all met, which is we're all ex-coworkers, is let's see how well we really know each other. We're going to play a little game, quick game, called Two Truths and a Lie. So each person, starting with Amber, we're going to go around and we're going to say three statements. Mm-hmm. Two of these statements are going to be true statements, one of them being a lie. So for example, Amber's going to go first. Taylor and I are going to collectively decide on an answer and we're going to guess. And the same thing through all three people, you're going to hear three statements, two of them being true, one of them being a lie. As we do this, you guys guess along with us and see if you truly know your favorite co-host, the sensible people. Amber, take it away.
Okay, number one. My first car accident was when I was 17 years old, and I ran out of gas in the middle of an intersection. So I thought, you know how sometimes you can like put your car in reverse or put it in drive and it'll move just like on fumes a little bit?
Yeah.
Well, I thought I would put mine in reverse to attempt to back out of the intersection, but I didn't look behind me and I hit the car behind me.
What a moron. Were you smoking weed?
No.
That's okay.
That was me totally clear-headed, okay?
First, before we guess.
Number two. This past summer, I had a little bit of diarrhea in the TJ Maxx bathroom, and it was really crowded. Like, there was a line for this bathroom, and I was just in there pooping away. And I felt really awkward because I had to get out of the stall and then face everybody else in the line. So when I was in there, I told everyone that I was pregnant so they would feel sympathy for me. And it really, really worked. So ladies, do that if you have to.
Legs up or down? From the knee down.
Because everyone was in there. Yeah,
like Harry Dunn.
It was crowded, okay?
Okay.
Number three. At work, we were coordinating a conference for one of our clients, and my boss was making me cold call like 300 people to try to get them to register, okay? I hate cold calling. I make Ryan make basically every phone call I have to make at work. So what I did was I registered a bunch of people who didn't actually accept the invitation, and then only about 13 people showed up at the conference.
Okay, so me and you decide collectively.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, the last option is true.
Okay. You know it for a fact.
Yeah. All so right. The last option is true. So what we got to decide is between the diarrhea. Amber completely shitting herself at a JCPenney, you said?
TJ Maxx.
Home Goods.
I was in the bathroom. It wasn't like in the store.
Okay. Or she stalled out in the middle of an intersection.
I think that one's
when
true.
You were in high school, right? You
said? Yeah, 17.
17. I think, 17 and life to go.
I think the car accident's the true one.
I think so too.
You're trying to pick out the lie. Out.
I don't think she would tell Sensible Nation she splattered everywhere.
No, not if it. No.
If I know Amber right.
Consensus pick.
So you think that's a lie?
So we think the lie is the shitting your brains out.
Yep.
The lie was number three. I cold called all of those damn people and only 13 people showed up.
She totally I thought you faked the rest of the list.
No, I didn't. Well, I didn't register anyone fake, so.
Oh, my God.
Yep, that she was got a lie. Us. TJ Maxx was so true.
I didn't think she'd get us.
Women, that works. If you are having problems in the bathroom, just say you're pregnant and no one will ask any more questions.
Jesus Christ.
So does Amber get a point? She won?
I don't think
there's
any.
She didn't
win,
round.
But she won a point.
She gets a golf clap. We'd all like right. to do golf claps
little golf
on this
show.
Thanks.
Good job. That was good. We were tricked. All right, who's up? You want me
you
to go?
Are. Go ahead.
All right. I once saw a pack of lepers playing croquet in a public park.
Okay.
Okay.
It's number one.
Like lepers as people, not leopards as animals.
Like lepers.
Okay.
Okay. The first time I ever gambled in a casino, I won $1,000 on a slot machine.
Okay.
Okay.
First time ever. I put a 20 in, won $1,000. And I once saw 15 Asians on one bicycle in a Sheraton hotel parking lot. 15. On one bicycle. Stacked.
Right, Amber.
Stacked on one bicycle. Okay.
Amber, I think obviously the truth is the casino.
Yeah,
right?
That's gotta be true because he's like addicted to gambling and that's how it started.
I think that's true. So now we gotta decide between 15 fucking Asians on a kazoo horn. I'm thinking of like what's the kid's book? Dr. Seuss. I picture these Asians on a Dr. Seuss bike or
Lepers.
A pack of lepers.
Okay.
Or a pack of lepers.
A pack of wild lepers.
For some reason, I feel like the Asians were really on the bike.
Really? I was kind of thinking. Because I could see.
Okay, because physically you can see that they're Asian. How does he know that they're lepers? Do they have physical problems?
Have you ever seen a leper?
No, I don't know what a leper is. I'm pretending like I do. What is this?
What the fuck is wrong with you guys? It's one of my favorite groups of people.
What are they? What are the redheads?
I'm
going to
show you a picture right
okay.
now.
Okay, need a picture.
What's
of this.
I'm drawing a blank. What? Just a normal redheaded person. They have freckles. Do they have like freckles?
No. I mean, maybe. Come
We're
on, guys.
We're
going to
see a picture of
I'm
this.
I'm showing them. Give me a minute.
Okay.
Sensible right. nation.
Meanwhile, I'm trying to Let's debate. One bike. One fifth in a parking lot. I could see like in a hotel lobby as like a show. But why are they just in the
I've
parking lot?
I've never seen more than like three or four people on a tandem
oh,
bike.
Oh, jeez.
Let me see. So their noses, they don't have a nose. Dude,
they have leprosy.
But
that's
what does that mean?
Is. They have leprosy.
Just in a park in Illinois?
No, it was actually down south.
Oh, down south. Well, okay, that's more believable.
It was in Indiana.
Why is that more believable, Amber?
No reason.
She's a northerner.
What do you think? I'm thinking that...
So now after seeing that...
Yeah, I'm thinking the first one then is false. I'm going to believe the Asians on the bike.
Yeah, I'll go Asians on the bike is real. Leprosy is a lie. Yeah.
So I did not see the wild pack of lepers.
Yes.
You did not.
I did not.
All right.
Yeah.
I wish
we
I
go.
Did.
Nice work, Amber.
But I did see 15 fucking Asians, and if I can find the pic, I'll post it on one of our social media accounts because I'll dig it up.
We are giving a fake high five between me and Amber.
It was about 5 years ago, I want to say. I was up in Milwaukee. I went out to a casino, ironically enough. Had a good time. Spent the night in Milwaukee with a bunch of friends. I think it was like college, maybe. So maybe even more than 5 years ago. And we're going out. We're really hungover. We're leaving the hotel. And I don't know what we were dying of laughter. There's fucking like... There had to be 50, all Asian, 50 of them out there in the fucking parking lot. And they're all just piling on top of each other on this one bicycle. And it was the funniest thing ever. You guys will laugh when you see the picture. So I'll dig it up.
That sounds awesome.
So I did see that.
Okay. All right. Raw dog,
I guess
your
we don't
turn.
Know each other. I guess you guys know me better than we know
Yeah, we knew exactly.
Yeah.
I are you guys ready? All right. So I'm going to start. I taught Sunday school while on winter break in my college years. I once stole $20 from my dad's wallet on the counter to see my neighbor's tits. I was first chair saxophone all throughout junior high.
What was the first one again? Sorry.
The first one was I taught Sunday school while on winter break in college.
That's got to be
the
false.
The saxophone is true.
I think
he's referenced playing instruments because he played in that family band.
Do
you guys know what first chair means?
Yeah, you were up front in the center.
That means the best saxophonist.
Yeah, I can believe that.
He wouldn't know that term, I don't think, if he wasn't the first chair. So that's definitely true.
And I could see him stealing money from his dad to see boobs.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
You think I'm a thief?
Yeah.
He definitely didn't teach Sunday school.
No, you did not teach Sunday school in college.
The snake?
On winter break?
On winter break, no.
Yeah.
No.
That's consensus. False.
It was called Ryan's theory.
Yeah, we're going with that one as false.
All right. Well, you fucking know me.
I'm good at this game.
I didn't think you were going to get the tits one. Yeah. I thought that
that's
was a good
so
one.
That's so something you
obvious.
Would do.
You probably did that recently.
So, you know what this? You know what the story behind that is? Is it took like a week for me to convince this girl to do it. And
how old
so
were you?
I was in seventh. I was in seventh grade. She was in eighth grade. Good set, nice set. I wanted to see him, and so she decides. She says, "Yes, I'll do it for $20." So. I get off the bus. I hand her
for $20. Was she the same age as you?
She was a year older.
Okay.
So I get off the bus. I hand her the $20. I'm like, all right, I'm ready. I want to see these babies. She fucking lifts up her shirt with bra.
What?
No bra. So I'm expecting, I want to see the hoo-has. She just lifts up her shirt and she's got like a laced white bra on. And that's all she showed me.
What a crock of shit. Did you ask for the $20 back?
No. She ran away. And I just got to see cleavage basically. But then from there on out, instead of $20, it was other currencies. Like the next time it was like, do you have a pint? Or no, it wasn't a pint. What's like a normal size tub of ice cream?
I think it's a pint.
I think it's
a pint is like the tiny.
A quart?
A quart, yeah. She's like, I'll take a quart of the cookies and cream ice cream. So I stole a quart of ice cream from my parents' basement, came outside this basement door, and she lived just down the street. So I got the ice cream, got her to her house, and it's like she just played me the whole time. I never got to truly see her kids.
She should have been on our Sensible Scam Artist.
But I, you know what?
She's just, like Tony Smith.
Just the game and the work to see it, it was worth it.
That's pretty funny. I've paid to see tits too. Like back in the day when I was a kid, when we were, I want to say, I was probably in the fifth grade or something down in Florida, and there were a bunch of kids like from our grade school down there. And these like high school girls, we were all like, let me see your tits. And we saw them for $20.
Yeah.
I think that's the going rate.
I just realized I missed out on making a lot of money when I was younger.
Well, they could have packaged like a 2-for-1, a view and a squeeze. And then that would have been worth it.
No, I think this girl showed her tits. And then for like an extra $5, she'd give you like a kiss on the cheek.
See, that's how we did it back in the day. Before that, there were all this digital shit. Yeah. And yeah. You know, that's how the neighborhood was already run. Mm-hmm. Amber, you missed did miss out.
The
you
missed out. Changed. Wow.
Your savings account could have been a lot better right now.
Well, I think it's pretty clear that we don't know each other at all, even after all this time. But I think a few weeks back, a lot of you guys saw our Instagram post, and there was a fun little night where Ryan and Taylor decided to get on and do some live stories. And
it wasn't fun at all. He insulted me.
And a duel was created. So I think, I don't know who was the original challenger, but I think Ryan challenged Taylor to a spelling bee, and Taylor accepted that challenge.
Just so you guys know, second place, fifth grade spelling bee.
Yeah, guess what? Third place, or I'm sorry,
first
place, third grade spelling bee.
What did you have to spell? And yeah, the?
No, yacht in the third grade. I won on that.
Yacht?
Yeah.
Y-A-H-T.
This is going to go well for me, I think.
I think this is
That's more like yasht.
So we decided to put together a spelling bee for them on air to actually find out who the spelling champion is. But if you aren't already following us on Instagram, our name is Sensible People on Instagram. On Twitter, it is Sensible_People. And on Facebook, it's Sensible People Podcast. So go follow us. You're going to see the crazy things like this. We love to get input on what you guys think of the show and ideas for future episodes. But now we're going to get into our spelling bee.
Let's do it.
So the way it's going to work is going to be like a classic spelling bee, where the word is going to be given to one person first. They can then ask for the definition or for its use in a sentence if needed. If they get the word wrong, then the next person will get to try that word.
All right.
All right.
And just like you guys know, I always win.
You've won a few times.
So we all know what the future result's going to be.
Let's go.
Okay. So these are all definitely very sensible words. So your first word is going
to be Ryan. Okay.
Okay. First word.
Settle down.
And the word is...
Explain clearly.
The word is cunnilingus.
Congolingus.
Cunnilingus.
Cunnilingus. Cunnilingus. Mm-hmm. Not to be confused with cuntolingus, but it's cunnilingus.
Mm-hmm. And you can ask for the definition or to be used in a sentence or both if you need it.
I want to hear a definition.
Okay. The definition is an act in which the female sexual organ is orally stimulated.
All right. So you're giving her a good jam job. What's the origin?
The origin is biology. I'm not right. sure.
What was the other thing I could ask?
It's for use in a sentence.
Use in a... Oh, no. You don't need to do that.
Okay.
All right. Cunnilingus. I'm going to go C... U N N A L I N G A S. Cunnilingus.
Incorrect.
So now bullshit. I get an opportunity?
Yes.
Okay.
And if you need to ask for the definition, you may do so. Or I'm sorry, the use in a sentence.
Cunnilingus. C U N N I L I-N-G-U-S.
Correct.
Woo! That is fucking bullshit.
Commanding lead.
Because he took my first root of the word and just changed a letter.
Everybody knows it starts with a C and a U. Bullshit. That was about the only part you got right.
How about you spell risotto?
Good job, Taylor.
Are you going to the mall today?
All right. My turn, right?
Yep.
No,
okay.
Mister.
So the next word, and I'm sorry if I pronounce these guys wrong, but, you know, it's going to be an advantage for these guys because I'm going to pronounce it how it looks like it's spelled. So the next word, Scheichegeist.
Come again?
Scheichegeist?
Scheichegeist.
Definition?
Is that in Japanese?
Definition is the smell left over in the bathroom.
Scheichegeist. And, okay.
Just think about Amber at JCPenney.
Right.
Or whatever.
What TJ Maxx.
TJ Maxx. More classy.
Okay. Scheichegeist.
Mm-hmm.
Scheichegeist. S H I-S-H I-G-I-E-S-T.
Incorrect.
Fuck.
What was it? Okay, no, I got the definition. You don't know the origin. Mm-hmm. All right.
You can't write anything.
You can ask for the use.
No writing.
Can I write?
No. That's cheating. I guess no. The little Indians aren't allowed to write.
Scheichegeist. 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 All right. S-C. Is that already wrong?
I can't tell you.
All right.
No, I'll tell you it is correct so far, but keep going.
S-C-H-I-S-H-A-G-E-I-S-T.
Incorrect.
Was I close?
Not really. Spelling? The correct spelling is S-C-H-E-I-S-S-E-G-E-I-S-T.
Bullshit. All right.
That was a toughie.
That was.
All right, okay. Ryan's up.
Ryan, your next word is epididymis.
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 Yes.
Epididymis. Use it in a sentence.
Sentence. Okay. Whoever loses the spelling bee will have their epididymis severed by Roseanne Barr.
Oh.
I like that.
Epididymis.
Mm-hmm.
Definition.
Definition. The epididymis is a narrow, tightly coiled tube connecting the rear of the testicles to the vas deferens.
Epididymis.
Mm-hmm.
Epididymis. All right.
No writing.
That's bullshit. I get no lost. Writing.
No, well, that's your problem.
Epididymis. Epididymis. E-P-P-I-D. Epid. So E-P-P-I-D. I-M-U-S.
Incorrect.
What the fuck, Amber?
I told you these were going to be hard.
Epididymis. E. P. I. D. I. D. I. M. U. S.
So close, but not quite.
Damn it.
The real spelling was E P I D I D Y M I S.
Oh, the Y.
That's bullshit.
Okay, right now we are 1-0, and the next word is to Taylor, and the word is trichomoniasis.
Trichomoniasis?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Use it in a sentence, please.
After an intense sexual encounter with Sunny Patel, Taylor experienced very painful genital itching and was diagnosed with trichomoniasis.
Okay, so I don't need a definition. And give the audience, give the Sensible Nation a definition.
Okay. It is a sexually transmitted infection caused by a parasite.
Got it. Okay. Trichomoniasis, right?
Mm-hmm.
T-R-I-C-H. This is the tough part. I'm going to go with an I.
Today, Junior?
T-R-I-C-H-I-M-E-N N. A-S-I-S?
Incorrect. You're pretty close, but incorrect.
I wish I was paying attention.
Look at this fucking cheater.
I'm going to go with
writing down.
T-R-Y-C-H-A-M I-N-I-O-S-O-U-S.
Incorrect, and way more incorrect than Taylor was.
Trichomoniasis.
The real spelling is T-R-I-C-H-O-M-O-N-I-A-S-I-S.
That was close. What do you mean?
All right, still got a
fucking warden as the host here.
Well, Taylor is still in the lead, and the next word goes to Ryan, and it is... Felcher. Felcher.
Felcher.
Mm-hmm.
Frida Felcher. Was it? I think that was the name of in the new Dumb and Dumber, the chick he was chasing.
I think
Frida
so.
Felcher. Felcher.
Felcher.
Felcher or Felcher?
Felcher.
Use it in a sentence.
Okay. If you enjoy Arby's curly fries, you're probably a Felcher.
It sounds obviously so easy, but I know it can't be. Felcher. I'm going to go P-H-E-L-C-H-E-R.
Incorrect.
Yes.
Fuck.
Opportunity. Felcher. Definition?
Sorry to any of my family. It is a male who ejaculates in a buttocks and sucks it back out through a curly straw.
Wait, hold on.
You don't know what a felcher is?
So you blow, I knew what that was, you blow your wad in an asshole.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone sucks it up.
I don't know. Yeah.
Through a curly straw.
Yeah, the same man then sucks back up through a curly straw. I'm sorry to everyone.
I don't think a curly straw needs to be.
But this actually happens?
I don't know.
Felching? You never heard of that?
No, I haven't.
They have it at the bingo parlor down the street on Tuesdays.
Felcher.
Felcher's Anonymous.
Next time I go to the gas station, I'm going to get a pack of smokes and a Felcher.
Oh, man. All right, Felcher.
Mm-hmm.
F-E-L-C-H-E-R.
Correct.
Felcher.
So it was easy.
You overthought
it. It's like Fletcher.
It. Yep. Yeah.
Felcher.
That's such bullshit.
Okay. 2-0.
2-0, Taylor.
I told you. Third grade, first place champ.
That is such bullshit.
Okay, next word. Disneyland.
Disneyland.
Disneyland?
Mm-hmm.
Goes to me?
Yep, goes to Taylor.
I'll ask for the definition.
Definition. When a city or town specifically zones an area for an adult business.
Disneyland.
Disneyland. You imagine at the end of the Super Bowl, I'm going to Disneyland. I could hear Brady doing that. All right, Disneyland.
I could see Mickey just completely pearl necklacing fucking Minnie at Disneyland.
Sounds like a porno. All right, Disneyland. J-I-Z-Z-N-E-Y-L-A-N-D.
Correct.
Okay, so Woo! He gets the fucking easy one at the
Yours
first
was
crack.
Easy too. You just overthought it.
Yeah, you had Felcher.
That's bullshit.
It was your word. You fucked up. 3-0. Am I going to skunk you?
That is such bullshit.
3-0. Last word. Do we want to make the last word worth 3 points to tie?
Yeah.
No.
No.
I gave you it for the movie lines, and I helped them all
yeah,
the way
that
through.
Is
all right.
True.
All right.
Okay.
Fine. Since right. I'm a nice guy, and it's a new year, we're all turning right. a new leaf.
Turn the leaf.
Okay, Ryan, last word.
He's looking at me so angry.
I'm going to lift up my Adam and Eve leaf, and you're going to see my schlong.
Last word. Calpigian.
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 Yep.
Was that the pitcher?
What?
For the 88 Tigers?
I don't know.
Calpigian.
Mm-hmm.
Calpigian. Let's see. Hear a definition.
Having a beautifully shaped buttocks.
Like myself.
Like a Amber, Christmas ham.
Amber told me before this episode, what a great calipigian you have. It's like a Christmas ham is what you're saying.
Yeah. Pretty much.
All right. C-A-L-I-P-I-G-E-O-N. Calipigian.
Incorrect.
Woo! Buddy, a skunking.
No, if he loses.
Do you want to try it, Taylor?
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Okay.
Calpigian. Use it in a sentence.
Amber's booty be popping. She's definitely a Calpigian.
I like the sentence. All right. Calpigian. We'll do C-A-L-L-I-P. I-J-I-O-N.
So close, but no, it is C-A-L-L-I-P-Y-G-I-A-N.
These have to be real fucking words, Amber.
They are.
Where? Give me a dictionary.
Urban Dictionary.
You know, when I did the spelling bee in fucking fifth grade.
It was so easy.
In fifth grade, I got a list of words what could be S. I didn't get a list of words here.
No.
I'm a memorizer. I'm a memorizer.
The truth comes out.
So
he knew the words
I dominated
beforehand.
You just That's like I knew bullshit. I would. Challenge me again on something else on Instagram, yeah. Bitch.
Amber sucks.
Taylor was the clear winner here. Let's not blame this on me.
I want to play. I want to play against Sonny Patel.
You know what? You want to hear a clear winner? Let's talk about our fantasy teams. That's a clear number one.
Nobody's interested in that
winner.
All right. So you've all heard. I am the glorious champion of the spelling bee of the Sensible People's 10th episode. So thank you all for listening. That was perfect.
So do I have to like cut my nipples out of my shirt for the next recording? Is that my punishment?
I don't know. I'll think one up. Maybe
guys,
I'll...
I think I could sit here with my nipples out and you guys just have to look at it. Just think of just this cut
I think
out.
That's a punishment for us.
I think you have to perform the Felcher.
You got to do some Felcher.
The Frida Felcher.
Oh, God.
Could I do it in a big gulp?
It's your choice. All I right.
So it being 2018... Today, Sensible Fucking Nation, why not talk about some New Year's resolutions? I know the three of us have some resolutions we'd want to share with you, and we want to hear your guys' resolutions on our social channels as well. But let me start with Amber. Amber, what's your New Year's resolution?
Yeah, so my New Year's resolution is it's kind of like the opposite of what most people's are. Most people, I think, want to stay off of social media, but mine is actually to actually post on social media because I never do, and I want to get more active both on mine and on the Sensible People social media, so I want to post more stories and take more pictures.
How cute.
Mm-hmm.
You want to buy more friends.
I want some more selfies.
Amber's looking to buy real friends.
What about you, Ryan?
Is there any takers out there?
Mm-hmm. We'll see. Add me, guys.
I don't do the whole fucking New Year's resolution because it lasts like a week. I've done the whole, I want to work out more. I go to the gym for a week and I'm done. I want to quit smoking. I might take 2 less cigarettes a day. It doesn't work. So the one thing that does come to mind, though, is I wish that I would actually like have to stop shitting my pants like a normal person and go to the bathroom like a normal person. My stomach's been fucked up my whole life. So I'm working on eating more Tums and Prilosec to regulate my stomach.
Wait, and so have you actually pooped your pants in public?
Yeah, I have. And I want to tell you guys 2 good shitting my pants stories that I think you guys will find amusing. So I'll start with the first one, which I feel is like is more of an appetizer. So I used to labor with my dad, meaning construction work, and we were at a house that was obviously not finished yet, and I'm sitting there helping him put in a sink, a bathroom sink, and here it comes, the rumbles in your stomach. You all know. It's almost like I hear the Jaws music coming. So I instantly get up. There was a porta potty outside, and what do you want to call it? The manager of the job site has been known to have shitty, awful porta potties. So I run outside. I open the porta potty. There's literally toilet paper hanging out of the fucking toilet. And there was probably 200 flies inside of the porta potty. So I open it and I think about it for about 3 seconds. I'm like, there's no way.
You gotta go.
You're right. But I said, there's no way I'm sitting in this fucking porta potty. So I go back in the house. I go downstairs. It's all unfinished. There's concrete floors. So I fly down the stairs. I take one look left. I take one look right. And I see a 2x6 on the floor. I'm like, oh, fuck. I got about 5 seconds till this shit comes out. I go prop up the 2x6 and sit on it like a toilet. And I shit right on the fucking concrete floor. Just like a cow pie. It wasn't like your typical snake turd. It was a fucking cow pie. And I get done. I look at it. I forget what I even...
You look
no
at
wipe.
It.
No. So I'm getting there. So no wipe. There's the cow pie. I go back into the porta potty, grab some toilet paper, give the wipe. I find a cardboard box. I throw the toilet paper in the cardboard box. Then I go and I ask my dad where his shovel is. And at the time, he didn't think anything of it. He tells me, I go get his shovel from his fucking van, shovel up the cow pie from the concrete into the cardboard box, and I throw it in the bonfire, and we light it on fire. And I go upstairs, and I was like, at the time, he had another worker with him. I was like, Dad, you're going to need to wash off your shovel. And he's like underneath the sink, and he gets up, and he looks at me. He's like, why? And I was like, I just shit on the floor. He's like, are you fucking kidding me? I was like, yeah, I had to fucking go, and I'm not going in that fucking porta potty. So I ended up shitting in the car in on the floor, put in the cardboard box, and burned.
But you didn't shit your pants, at least.
I didn't shit my pants.
Right.
But now comes to the next story, which is the last story, which so at the time I was dating my wife now. We were just newly dating. We went out for pizza at this place where it was like one of those places where you can eat peanuts and throw them on the ground. So, like normal, I ate a shit ton of peanuts. Then the pizza comes. I eat the pizza, whatever. Everything's good. We go back home to her mom's house. At the time, she's living at home with her mom. Get back home to her mom's house. It's late. She's like, all right, I'm going to go up to bed. So I'm like, okay. So I was like, I'm going to have a cigarette, and I'll meet you up in bed. So I'm out at the on the deck by myself. Mind you, I've never, this was maybe like the first or second time I've been at her mom's house. Wasn't familiar with the place. Having a cigarette. As soon as I take the second drag, I was like, oh my God, you got the bubble guts just rumbling. And I was like, fuck. So I flick the cigarette. I come back in the house. I don't, at the time, the whole house is pitch black. I don't know where the bathroom's at. So there's a downstairs. I go downstairs. And all of a sudden, I'm in pitch black. I'm feeling around. I'm banging on the door trying to get in. I get in, and all of a sudden, I just shit. I shit my pants. Not. I didn't get to the toilet. So I was like, fuck, okay, Dana's sleeping. Your mom's sleeping. What the fuck do I do? So I go upstairs. I was like, Dana, I need a towel. She's like, and she's half asleep. She's like, why the fuck do you need a towel? I was like, just give me a fucking towel. Don't ask. So she gives me a towel. I was going to go in the shower. So I go to their upstairs toilet and I clean myself up. Disgusting. I take my boxers off. I put my jeans back on. I go outside. I got to dump my boxers in the fucking dumpster outside without anybody seeing me. And at the same time, when I come back in the house from dumping my boxers, it smells like a fucking barnyard inside the house. And I'm like, fuck, what do I do? So I go back into the bathroom where I change my boxers, and here comes where I was talking about we're eating peanuts all night. There's fucking peanuts on the floor covered in brown paint. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? So when I shit my pants, it ended up like the peanuts didn't process in my stomach, and there was peanuts on the floor.
Oh my God.
And there was one directly dripped right down the toilet bowl.
Oh my God.
Like a fucking red or a brown crayon. So I had to pick up the fucking peanuts and put them in the garbage can, and then I just climb into bed like everything's normal.
And did they find out?
I told Dana the next day, and she's like, "You are fucking disgusting."
That's brutal, dude.
But we're still together to this day, so I think it all worked out.
Chocolate peanuts.
I just, ever since I was little, my stomach has just been awful.
Yeah,
completely.
Maybe
awful.
Try eating a fucking salad. Or a pea.
I know. The fucking, you know, the combos that you get at the gas station don't help.
So you're gonna eat a lot more Tums.
Yeah, Tums help.
Isn't Tums for like upper?
It helps
GI,
with
though?
Helps with heartburn. It helps with
indigestion.
I think diarrhea, right?
I don't know
if
so.
It helps with diarrhea. No.
So I think that's
what's
more like
their commercial
Imodium?
Upset stomach
no,
diarrhea.
That's the Pepto Bismol.
Oh, Pepto. That's
you need
right.
A little Pepto.
Can you guys
rum.
Sing that? Do you know it? Upset stomach diarrhea. That's all I know. No,
indigestion, upset stomach diarrhea.
Yeah.
Hey, Pepto Bismol.
Hey, Pepto. Sponsor.
Well, we know what to get
sponsor.
Him for his
we'll try it out.
I love the taste of Pepto.
Do you have any other resolutions, or is that pretty much it, just the stomach fix?
My resolutions just keep being me.
Yeah.
I love
beautiful.
Me.
That reminds me. I have a fucking good quote. It's almost time for that new year. New me, BS. I'd like to assure everyone that I will continue to be the same asshole I've always been. That kind of sums us up, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just we're not going to change. It's a new year.
Just keep being you.
Yeah. We hate we're people.
Just, yeah.
Don't come talk to us.
Right.
I don't want to talk to you.
That's the sensible way.
Yeah.
Well, I have a New Year's resolution.
Okay.
And I don't know about you, but I fucking hate shaving. Hate it.
Me too.
My face. It's just the worst thing.
I thought you were saying your taint.
It's just the worst fucking thing in the world. It takes forever. It hurts.
You just have to shave your face. I have
it's
to shave
awful.
Everywhere.
Yeah, but I
what
have to do it
mean?
Every day.
What does that mean?
It's just the worst.
Do you use a razor?
I use an electric. I just got a new electric razor, and it's fantastic.
Like, I'm saying, like, razor or
if
like
we got
buzzer.
Paid to sponsor it, I'd sponsor it. But I have to, because I get so lazy, I do it like twice a week because I just fucking hate it so much. So I do the buzzer first,
yeah,
and I'll buzz. That's then I shave, and it takes like a half hour.
See, I don't,
it's just awful.
I don't use a razor. I just buzz it, and that's why I look like a scraggly half Jesus.
So I'm scruffy and shit, but yeah, I like to shave.
Amber scruffy.
All over.
Like the bearded lady. Yeah. So anyways, I hate to fucking shave. So I was just bitch at B when I wake up. I'm like, why didn't you shave me while I was sleeping? So here's a couple things. First of all, if anybody wants to go in on this invention with me, a buddy of mine and I had this idea in college. For those that hate to fucking shave, and while we're at it, this thing can give you a haircut too. It's just a little fucking bowl, and you put it on your head. You plug in the program. So you plug in like beep, 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 whatever fucking haircut you want. If you just want your goatee shaved or whatever, clean shave, plug it in, put the little dome on your head, take it off, clean shaven, perfect haircut.
Did you submit this to Steve Jobs before
he died?
That
sounds terrifying. Just like
that's called an eye
razor
haircut.
Razor blades and a helmet.
The eye haircut. Exactly.
Or Edward Scissorhands could just come.
That's what I want. So I want to create that this year, and I want to hire somebody to just fucking shave me during my goddamn sleep session.
You know, so
I want to wake up clean shaven. Is that too hard to ask?
That's not too hard to ask.
No, I just want to stop shaving. I don't want to shave. I hate it. That's my New Year's resolution. But I want to be shaved.
I don't have like, I don't really have chest hair. It's like patchy.
Okay.
But I have like fucking weird nipple hair that Dana wants me to shave. So maybe live, I'll show you guys. I'll shave my nipple hair and I'll show you.
I think that'll fit in good for a coming up episode.
It's like just right around my nipples, I have long hair, but no chest hair.
So long.
I'm like furry.
They're like 6-7 footers.
7 feet?
7 foot.
You like wrap it around Shaq. your
Would
back?
You ever let B shave your face if she wanted to? Would you trust her to?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
You know what I really want though? In all honesty, have you ever had a clean shave? Like at an old school barber
shop? No, I want to go to a barber.
I would love
and
do that. Just sit down, like straight razor.
Like Sweeney Todd, where he slits your fucking from ear to ear.
I'd be afraid that they're going to cut your neck or something, but they know what they're fucking
doing.
Yeah,
they're really good at it.
Yeah, the old school barbers. Does Adam do that ever?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Does he have a lot of facial hair?
Yeah, but I like it when he grows it out. I hate it when he shaves.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. So B hates when I have fucking facial hair. But anyways, that's my resolution. So...
Well, guys, it is 2018, and what a year 17 has been, but 18 is going to be just that much more of a year. We have way more content coming your way. We're always looking for suggestions and how to better the show. All we want to do is serve you, the sensible fucking nation. We're going to have merchandise out. We're hoping to do a live show in 2018. We need all your support, so... Please continue to follow us on social media. Give us reviews. Tell your friends. Get people to fucking listen to us. And happy fucking New Year.
And happy birthday to Ryan.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to me. It's been nice. My 23rd year. Now I'm 24. I love it. I'm still young.
Sure.
It's been fun, guys. I hope you guys had a good New Year's Eve and a good New Year's Day watching some good college football. We love you guys. Sensible Nation, keep sensible.
Sensible Nation out. See you guys.
See
Happy New Year.